This morning we're going to read two very small parables about how little things can make a big difference. As you know, Jesus' wisdom, the wisdom of God's Word, often flies in the face of our cultural values, and our culture likes big things and loud people. We've been taught to think that something large must be better than something small, and this even sort of infects or affects the thinking within the church. And so we often fall in the church for the lie that bigger is better. And that's why the American church celebrates mega churches and celebrity pastors and people who are famous. And I think the American church's infatuation with fame and celebrity is a sign of spiritual weakness. And that may be part of the message that we'll find as we read these parables from Jesus. One of the ways that this is a weakness is that it leaves the rest of us thinking that, well, I guess we don't count. We'll never measure up to the big famous people or to the big famous churches. It also tempts us to think that I don't need to be active in ministry. I don't need to share my faith. I don't need to do anything important for God because the big Christians and the big churches, they've got it covered. And so the rest of us may just think that we don't matter. Instead, Jesus wants us to know that each one of us plays an important role in God's kingdom. And it doesn't matter how small you may feel. The kingdom operates best on the accumulation of little good things done by people like us. So listen to what Jesus said. This is from Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 31. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. It's always helpful when reading Scripture to consider the context of the passage that you're looking at. And so to read some verses before and some verses after, and you can kind of get a sense of what was Jesus thinking about and talking about when he told these particular parables. So in this case, Jesus told these parables right after the parable of the weeds and the wheat that we read last week. And if you remember, that parable kind of dealt with the question of how do we deal with the weeds in this world? How do we deal with hardship and evil and sin and all these things that infest the world around us? And so then Jesus tells these two little parables. And it talks about the little mustard seed and how it can grow into a great big tree. And he talks about a few little grains of yeast that get worked all through this large batch of flour and has a great impact on that dough. See, people think big problems need big solutions. And that's often how people today look at our world. To solve the crises that we see in the world today, people think we need armies, and we need billions of dollars, and we need big government solutions. The only thing that politicians, corporate leaders, and the media can all agree on is that they are the only ones who can solve the world's problems. But Jesus' message to us is not, leave the big problems to the important people. Jesus didn't go around saying, put your trust in politicians and in celebrities. Only the wealthy people can solve your problems. That's not what Jesus talked about. It's certainly not how he lived his life or ran his ministry. No, Jesus said just the opposite. He said a tiny mustard seed can grow into something mighty. He said a little bit of yeast can change the whole world. And so you think about, again, from last week, the weeds, the problems, the hardship that we face in this world, and instead of saying, oh, we're going to bring in the money and the big solutions to the big problems, Jesus says, no, sometimes it's the mustard seed. Sometimes it's the little bit of yeast. So there are a couple of truths that I want us to find from these two parables today. And the first is this, that Jesus values every little act of service and faith. Every little act of service and faith. If Jesus believed that it was political leverage or military power that were would be the best way to change the world, then he would have come as a mighty warrior king, which is what a lot of people thought Jesus should be. In fact, some people started to follow Jesus, and when they realized that he wasn't going to be that kind of leader, that he didn't believe in military might and political power, they left him and said, oh, he's no good. He'll never accomplish anything. And some of his disciples turned their backs on him because of that. But that was not Jesus' intention. Instead, he came as a suffering servant who died on the cross. And again, people looked at him and said, oh, come on, Jesus, you'll never accomplish anything that way. You're wasting your life, Jesus. But that was his mission. And in the same way, Jesus does not call his followers to build the kingdom through force and through power and through wealth. Instead, he calls us to live out our faith through acts of obedience and love. So we may ask ourselves, as we look at these parables, well, what sort of mustard seeds does Jesus value in our lives? Let me share a few. First, Jesus hears all of our prayers. Our prayers. Sometimes we think praying is the least that we can do, right? You've probably even said that before. You know, you say, oh, I'll pray for you. It's the least I can do. And in some ways, it might be the least you can do. But think about what prayer is. Maybe you hear that a neighbor or a friend is in the hospital and, well, you're not a doctor. You can't give them medicine. You can't cure their injury or their illness. But you can pray for them. And again, you think, oh, well, it's the least I can do. I'll pray for you. But a few little words of prayer lifted up in faith, though they may seem small, just a little mustard seed, we pray to God Almighty. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And so our prayers that may seem small have the power of God behind them. And they can unleash God's power to make a tremendous difference in this world. Another mustard seed of service that we can give. Jesus delights when we love our neighbors. And again, that might seem like a little thing. In fact, you might think, well, I can't do much for my neighbors. You can't solve all their problems. You can't pay all their bills. You can't help them with every hard moment that they face in their lives. But maybe you hear that your neighbors are going through something difficult. Well, you can show them love somehow. You can do something in their life, some little act of kindness, some way to brighten their day, some way to just lighten their load a little bit. Most of the time, loving someone in need doesn't cost you a penny. Maybe just a little bit of time, maybe a little bit of effort. But your gift of compassion, your gift of a helping hand may just change their lives. It may just show them who Jesus is as you love them in Jesus' name. What other mustard seeds can we give? Well, Jesus asks us to speak kind words. Just a few kind words. Our culture today is drowning in ugly, mean, hurtful words. And so often what people react to and get offended by, they're just words. But so often they're mean and ugly words. People today, even within the church, whether it's politicians or the media or sometimes it's even church leaders, they think if you yell louder, if you say more outrageous things, then you'll somehow solve the world's problems. Which, throughout the history of the world, has never been the case. And yet we still think somehow it will be. But Jesus knows better. Jesus knows that a few kind words, words of truth, words of goodness, words of wisdom, those sorts of words are worth more than all the angry, divisive rhetoric that so often ruin the world around us. Another little mustard seed of service or faith is that Jesus calls us to share our faith, to share what it means to follow Him, to invite others to join us in a life of faith. Maybe you can tell someone who's hurting today, and there are so many people around us who are hurting, maybe you can just tell them how following Jesus has changed your life. That's a simple thing to do. Or you can share with them about how God answers your prayers. Or how when you're going through a hard time, the Holy Spirit brings you comfort, brings you peace. Or you could tell someone who is maybe feeling lonely or cut off from the world around them, you can tell them about how you enjoy the fellowship of the church. Whether it's here in person or just by picking up the phone or an email, how having friends who share your faith can be an encouragement to you. And by sharing those stories, by speaking those words of spiritual encouragement to someone who's going through a difficult time, you may help them find a little bit of hope. And maybe you'll help them to take a step closer to faith or reconnect them with Jesus. Or maybe even introduce them to Jesus if they've never known the Lord before. The point is that Jesus sees all the little things that we do. Each little mustard seed, each little grain of yeast has great value to Jesus because He knows that each of those acts of service, each of those prayers that we lift up, each kind word we speak, each way that we love someone in need, each one builds His kingdom. And in that way, it changes the world in a positive and good way. So that brings us to a second truth from these parables. And that is that Jesus uses many little good things to make a big difference. Many little good things to make a big difference. I think this is really the point that Jesus is making with these parables. The work of God's kingdom, the ministry of the church, is not about a few people doing a few big things. And again, we fall into that sort of thinking far too often in the church. Because that's how the world looks at things. Oh, leave it to the important people. Leave it to the rich people. Leave it to the powerful people. They'll solve all the problems. And we fall for that kind of thinking in the church too. But instead, Jesus is saying it takes lots of regular people. Lots of people like us, people of faith who fill churches all around this world, all doing little things. And all those little things join together into life-changing, world-changing, culture-shaping impact through Jesus Christ. So you may feel like all you can do is just a mustard seed worth of work. Maybe it is. You may think that the gifts that God has given you or your role in the church or your ministry is as insignificant as a few grains of yeast. Maybe it is. But what you do when added to what other believers do, when combined with the power of the Holy Spirit, plus the life-changing truth of God's Word, all offered up in the name of Jesus Christ, all of that added up together becomes a huge and powerful impact on the world around us. So what difference can we make in the world? Let me share a few. Our prayers unleash God's mighty power. Again, our prayers may seem little, but they unleash the mighty power of God. Did you know that you can sit at home in the quiet of your house, never make a sound, never even lift a finger, and change the world? You see, our prayers offered in faith, offered up in the name of Jesus, unleash the very same power that created this world. The very same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And so you look at all the troubles in our world today, and the virus and the unrest and people feeling unloved and unrespected out in the world, and you think, what can I do? What difference can I make? Well, you can pray. And again, you say, oh, it's the least I can do. Well, yeah, maybe it is, but your prayers can unleash the mighty power of God that can, in fact, bring healing into this world and bring peace and hope and unity and restoration into this world. Your prayers may seem little. It might just be a tiny little thing that you can do, except that you pray to the God who can change all things. And in faith, we believe that our prayers, when lifted up in Jesus' name, can actually make a difference. Another way that we can make a big difference in this world through the little things that we do, loving one person can set an example for many people. Think about how that works. How you treat your neighbors, or how you treat family members, or friends, or coworkers, even how you treat a stranger that you might meet out at a store. You can't do that now. Of course, you can't talk to anybody when you go out. But maybe you'll have an opportunity somehow. You show love to someone, and that can be a living testimony to God's love. And so what you do as you show love to people shows them who Jesus is. It shows them how Jesus loves us by showing kindness to those people, by showing mercy to someone. And that person that you love, their life is touched, and they might feel good that you were compassionate to them, but it may also be that other people witness what you do. And so now you've not only touched one life, but you've touched those lives around them as they see or hear about what you've done. And for them, the example that you set may inspire them, may give them the courage to say, hey, I can be compassionate to someone else also. And so your act of love may turn into many acts of love, just like those little grains of yeast that work all through the batch of dough. And you might have just done one little thing, but it inspires, it sparks many other good things that can also happen. Another difference that we can make. A few kind words can change someone's whole life. Our words can tear down, or they can build up. Our words can shatter someone's confidence, they can break someone's heart, or our words can bring joy and hope and inspiration. And this is especially true today, with so much hurt and all the loneliness and all the fear that's out in the world today, and you're probably feeling that, and I'm feeling that, and your neighbors and people you don't know, and everybody's feeling a little bit of that today. But a few kind, encouraging words can lift someone's spirit and can help them through their day. And the amazing thing about the words that we speak, and we probably don't think about this as often as we should, but our words can stick in someone's mind or even in their hearts for days, even for years to come. Now, we know that's true with negative words. I'm sure all of you can think back on when somebody said something mean to you. And maybe it was 30 years ago, but you still remember what they said. The same can be true when you say something kind and encouraging during a hard time in someone's life. And those words may enter into their heart and stick there and stay there and come back to them over and over again. And in that way, those few little kind words that you say, especially during a moment of suffering or hardship or uncertainty in someone's life, those words spoken in love and blessed by the Holy Spirit can change someone's whole life and can stick with them for years and years to come. How else can our little acts of faith change the world? Well, let me share with you one more. Sharing your faith can lead to generations of believers. I don't know who first shared the good news of Jesus with my grandmother, but I know that she became a person of great faith. And I know that she passed that faith on to my mom. And I know that my mom was instrumental in me coming to know the Lord. And I know that my kids now know and love Jesus. So that's four generations of believers. And hopefully there will be many more to come down the line until Jesus returns. But imagine how many of you can tell similar stories about your family and about your grandparents or about your kids or grandkids and how faith has been passed down through the generations of your family. And now think about when you share your faith with a friend or with a neighbor. Or think about just inviting someone to church. Or in this day and age, maybe just sharing our worship service online with a friend. We're on Facebook. I don't always understand how Facebook works, but I know you can send out a link. You can share something with somebody and they share it with someone else, and around the world it can go. You may help someone find new life in Jesus simply by sharing our church with someone. And then they pass that on to someone else. And they share their faith with maybe a family member, or a child, or a spouse. And down through the years, down through the generations, your one little act of sharing your faith can have a tremendous impact on one life or on many lives or on many generations of lives. Your little bit of yeast, the little things that we can do, will spread and expand and work through the whole dough and make a huge difference. That's how Jesus' kingdom grows. That's how the church does mighty things in the world. That's how the many little good things that we do can make a big difference to a world in need. So with faith in what Jesus has said to us, with faith that we actually can be a part of making a difference in the world, let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for the encouragement of your word. We thank you for the assurance that our lives do matter, that we can make a difference as we obey you, as we honor your word, as we love people around us, as we allow your Spirit to work in and through us. And Lord, I pray that the little things we do would make a difference in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our community. And Lord, all throughout your church, we know there are people like us who, if we will honor you and obey you and follow you, that you can use all of your people throughout this world to bring hope and peace and love and encouragement. And we pray that that would be true in the coming days, and that your world would begin to find better things and more hope. Lord, we love you and we thank you for your word. We thank you for your work in our lives, as we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.